Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering the massive Kaiser Permanente strike impacting healthcare operations nationwide, Takeda's new antibody discovery partnership with Nabla Bio, and a recent FDA inspection setback for Novo Nordisk's Bloomington manufacturing site. Over 40,000 Kaiser Permanente employees have gone on strike, marking one of the largest healthcare labor actions in recent history. The strike spans multiple states, with workers demanding improved staffing levels, higher wages, and stronger protections against burnout. Union representatives say the ongoing shortages have jeopardized patient care quality, while Kaiser maintains that it's working toward a fair and sustainable agreement. The outcome could set new precedents for healthcare labor negotiations nationwide. In R&D news, Takeda has entered a multi-year collaboration with Nabla Bio to develop next-generation antibody therapies across multiple disease areas. The partnership combines Takeda's global development expertise with Nabla Bio's machine learning platform for antibody design. The companies aim to accelerate the discovery of precision biologics, highlighting the growing intersection of AI and biotherapeutic innovation in drug development. Lastly, Novo Nordisk's Bloomington, Indiana facility has received an official action indicated, or OAI, classification following an FDA inspection. Novo has stated that it is working closely with the FDA to resolve the findings and ensure all quality and safety standards are met. From workforce challenges to digital-driven R&D and manufacturing oversight, this week's developments underscore the complex balance between innovation, regulation, and operational resilience across the healthcare ecosystem. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.